the team that left yesterday to Johannesburg is a team of officers from the Electoral Commission of Zambia and not government officers. These are our officers who are going to, they are an advance party actually, who are going to prepare the whole process of the printing of ballot papers before the stakeholders, which comprises the political parties participating in this election, civil society representatives, representatives of the church and faith-based organizations, and the Zambia Police, and the Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Drug Enforcement Commission. These stakeholders will travel on Sunday, the 28th, and they will join our officers.
Talking about the Drug Enforcement Commission, some people are raising suspicions, saying that their inclusion could possibly be that the ruling party is trying to use them to rig the vote. That is the suspicion that some people I spoke to talked about. How do you address this issue?
Well, we have in the past, I think there are precedents to this. In 2006, they were part of the team of officials that joined us. In 2008, they were part of the team, and indeed in 2011. So it's nothing strange. We have worked with them before in terms of the Zambia Police, the Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Drug Enforcement Commission. They have been part of this process, overseeing the whole printing process, or rather observing. So they have been part. There is nothing suspicious about them being included. But of course, some stakeholders would want to perhaps say, but why include them? They have been part of it from the past.
Talking about the sake of transparency, accountability, and credibility of the election, what measures has the Electoral Commission implemented or will implement to ensure that the stakeholders agree unanimously so the results are not in dispute?
That's why we have involved the stakeholders from the beginning of the process. We met them yesterday. The delegation that is traveling, we had a meeting with them, and that included the Zambia Police and indeed the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Drug Enforcement Commission, plus the participating political parties. In the presence of, civil society was not there because their representative was not communicated yet. So from the Commission's point of view and standpoint, we are involving the stakeholders from the beginning of this process, and as a way of building confidence in the process and as a demonstration that the Commission has nothing to hide, that is why we are getting them with us and taking them to Johannesburg to oversee that whole process. And when that process is complete, when the ballot papers have been printed, they will also see them dispatched. And when the ballot papers arrive in Lusaka, the political parties will be given an opportunity to receive these ballot papers in here in Lusaka at the airport. And from then on, we will involve them in the verification process of the ballot papers as they are verified district by district and constituency by constituency. And even as we distribute them from Lusaka now to the respective districts, we will, as much as possible, involve them. So the verification starts in Lusaka with the political parties, and when they reach the district, there also will be a team of officials at the district level to verify that indeed that these are the ones for the respective districts and indeed and the polling stations.
So basically, the political parties and the stakeholders who will be monitoring the printing of the ballot papers in South Africa will not necessarily accompany the printed ballot papers back to Zambia, but will only inspect it with the electoral officials before they are distributed nationwide, correct?
Okay, what happens is this. From South Africa, when they have been printed, they are put on a cargo plane. So what happens is we ordinarily give them all the documentation, the serial numbers and the party and the like. Each political party is given such documentation. And they see them off. And they, by the way, among the terms of reference of these observers, or rather the stakeholders, is that they should from time to time report back home to their respective political parties in terms of the process. That means that even now, the documentation that we will give them in terms of the packaging and the distribution of the materials, the ballot papers, should be communicated to their respective political parties. So they will be seeing off these materials from Johannesburg. And by that time, we expect that they will have communicated with their respective political parties. As they arrive in Lusaka, their respective political parties should be aware of what is coming in the packaging. And then when these political parties are inspecting, are verifying these materials, it will be from a position of knowledge, because they will have known what is in the packaging.
Does that mean that these political parties and stakeholders will only be observing the printing of the ballot papers in South Africa?
Yes, that is the idea. They will observe the printing process.